always a real pleasure to be able to come to the sanctuary and talk with the people and meet with the people of God. And of course, being here in the land of Egypt, down in Cairo, we are still enjoying the wonderful blessings and fellowship of Christ. And been looking forward to being able to speak to the people and let them know that God has been with us, blessed us on our trip, and he's helped us to reach some people for Christ. We've not been able to do what we want to do for the Lord. When you're here in this country and you see the hungry hearts, see the multiplied thousands of people, and you feel their need, it's really crushing when you are a minister, knowing that God has commissioned you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And then you see these people and you feel so helpless as to being limited in a great way. I was speaking to our brother Jerry Lambert yesterday of asking Jerry the question, Jerry, can you feel the compassion toward the people and see why that it seems that sometimes on the home front that I'm chiding with the people because of our negligence or our unconcern? And Brother Jerry, seeing the masses of people, especially as we were over toward the pyramids and the Sphinx, having seen those for the first time, it's phenomenal. And having seen the masses of people and trying to give out literature, Jerry was really moved, and he saw again what the need is on the home front. And of course, our literature here is gone so far as what we had for this area. It was just a little while and all of it was gone. If I have any left at all, it may be just a few tracks. It's in the bag. It's over at the other place that we're planning to pick up just before we go out of Egypt into Israel. In just a little while, we'll be leaving from Egypt and going over into Israel. We'll be there for a number of days, and we're hoping to be able to do something for God while we're there. Of course, the last time that we were in Israel, some of you people that perhaps are sitting here listening at me today was with us and helped make our trip a real success. Certainly could use a lot of you right now and a whole lot of literature, but nevertheless, we have to do with whatever we have to do with. And we are trusting God that he will open doors for us and help us. If I had had numbers of brethren and sisters there at Bethlehem that could have forerun this tour that we're having and made some contacts in different places, there is masses of people that could have been reached in a very short time. It appears that the hearts of the people here in Egypt are warm toward Christ. They're inviting to anything that you can say or literature that you can give. And with just a little proper ingenuity here in this country, things could have been set in order, and there could have been a tremendous move of God here. As a matter of fact, Gracie was talking to some young fella here that's all enthused over the fact that Mary has appeared to them and told them, I believe it was recently, that these people's hearts are toward God in a great way and that great things are going to happen to Egypt. And of course, he's real enthused over it. He says he heard it himself. You know how people are that don't really understand. But nevertheless, it moved Grace to hear this, and also Brother Jerry, he listened at it, and it made them to know even the more the need here in Egypt. I wish that we could have had a great crusade here in Egypt, and I'm still looking forward to having one. We had been invited a number of months back into Egypt, and coming into Egypt, we could have preached at a great gathering. They were having a great gathering here for Christ, and I was invited to come and could have spoke for them, but it didn't work favorably for them. As has been the case in Africa and a number of other places, we've missed great meetings and gatherings that we could have been the speaker for. But nevertheless, we're still planning some crusades if God will help us to have them. And we're going to have some help as to setting up these crusades, having everything in order when we come for a crusade. Right now, we're just trying to do whatever we can for God in each country as we pass through. And whatever God opens up or the way that He helps us to meet the spiritual needs for the people, that's what we're trying to do. I want to say again that it's a real pleasure to be able to speak to my people, my spiritual children back at home. And, of course, I hope some of my natural children are listening in as well. But, nevertheless, it's a real pleasure to be able just to address the people and know that we're coming right into the sanctuary and communicating with those that we love and appreciate and those that have, in the years past, stood behind our efforts and crusades around the world and that are still trying to do that. I hope that you can realize the seriousness of what we're doing, of going into all the world and preaching the gospel to every creature. It's our responsibility. The Bible said when the gospel has been published in all the world for a witness, then shall the end come. We're trying to do whatever we can. We were greatly disappointed here in Egypt when we decided that we were to leave for Moscow, when we realized that we had been misinformed as to our visas. They were supposed to have gotten our visas for Moscow before we left, and they told me that they had already secured them. And when we picked up the visas from the travel agency, they also made us to understand that we had all of the visas except the Nigerian visa, which was not true at all. When we checked, the Australian visa was not there, and the Nigerian visa wasn't there, and the Russian visa was not there. And it caused us, of course, to have to change our plans. It's causing quite an interruption as to our tour around the world. And as of now, we don't know what we'll be confronted with over it, as to the loss of the trip or as to the gain. But anyway, so far we have prayed and talked with God to acknowledge Him in all of our ways, that He might direct our paths in this foreign country. And God has so far worked everything out well. We're leaving for Tel Aviv to go into Israel, do what we can. Within a few hours, we'll be gone. We'll be on the plane. All of us are well. God has blessed every one of us, and we're doing real well physically and mentally and spiritually. But we still need your prayers, because on the frontier, it's a battle all the way. We need all kinds of things. It is shocking just to ride through Cairo and see the masses of people, the ancient ruins, and the different places of the pharaohs and of the kings that ruled here, knowing that we're right here in the area where Joseph was supreme ruler and where the patriarch came into this area. That is, when they were in the land of Goshen, and knowing that this is the same area where the great plagues fell as God brought the plagues upon the Egyptians and reproved them for their wrong of having the children of God in bondage for more than 400 years here. It is really something to be here and see those things. And, of course, having seen the pyramids, the great pyramids, the one that is not kept stone, having seen it also for the first time, and then seeing what they refer to as the mighty Nile, the great Nile River, having been down to the Nile River, it's quite a sight to see. When you are biblically minded, when you are in an understanding of Bible terms and Bible history, and when you go through these places and you actually see these things, the places, of course, like where Moses was pulled out of the bulrush, and we're not too far from Sinai here. I would like to have gone out to the mountain. So far, we've not been able to go. Everything has been kind of scrambled up because of not having proper procedure as to having the things set up right to begin with. It's made it very difficult all the way. But God has been good to us. We're not complaining. We appreciate the efforts of those on the home front and those that made an effort to set the thing properly. so that we could do what we needed to do for Christ. But to say the least, that there were so many errors and mistakes in the whole thing that we're really having a problem. First of all, you have to remember that we don't have any pre-planned places as the schedule where we could stay, and we're having to secure places whenever we come into the area. Makes it real difficult, but God has been with us so far very greatly. He has provided. And of course, this involves a lot of expense that would not be involved had we had some of the things pre-planned. And then, of course, not having received the addresses as to the contacts that we were to have has made it very difficult on our part. But I trust that you're praying for us, and I hope that you're encouraging the Lord. I hope you'll continue on the home front. If you could just be here for a little while, especially the printers and the people that work down in the printing room, the ladies that send out the tracts and the different ones that are involved in the things on the home front as to publishing the gospel. Remember, the Bible said, write it, put it in a book, and send it to the churches. And if you could just be here and see the masses and the hunger of their heart, you wouldn't hardly stop day or night trying to get out something for them. I trust that you'll continue to pray for us, and from time to time as we travel into the different places, we'll be contacting you and we'll be speaking to you there in the sanctuary just as often as God will permit. The rates are very high, but it's worth that to be able to speak to the people and to be able to contact them and let them know that we haven't forgotten, that we love them and appreciate them, and that we're praying for you here on the frontier just as we did when we were back home. So if you can remember us on the home front, and we'll remember you out here on the front lines of evangelism, then we all can work together and we all can be partakers of the reward and the benefit of soul winning in the day of the judgment. If you could be out here and see some of this, you would know that the end of the world is really at hand, and that there's no time for us to give ourselves to the things of the world or to have any interest in the worldly side of life. You'd understand even the more why we should be diligent toward world evangelism and winning souls. The Bible said he that winneth souls is wise. And if we're planning to have any part in the world to come as to securities from God, eternal securities or eternal life, then that means that we're going to have to be more diligent on the home front and out here in world evangelism. When you stay out here for a little bit, then you kind of reminisce as concerning the past years. You see how wasted your life is when you look back, especially at our operation on the home front, and realize the negligence and unconcern that has been among some of us. You see the masses of people that are begging, they're hungry just for a word from God. While at home, a lot of them hostile, and they don't care. But if you could see the need here, then you'd know that many years have been wasted so far as being diligent in publication of the gospel. I hope that this will help me as well as it will help all of you back on the home front to be more diligent and more concerned than ever. If you could just see the youth that we run into, there are thousands of boys and girls that are just begging for a crumb out here, and their lives are being perverted more and more because of the neglect of the people that call themselves Christians. It's so hard to find real, genuine Christianity where people are holy in body and in spirit. So the Bible tells us to be holy in body and in spirit. And when I think of people like Mary and Anna, and I think of people like Abraham and people like Paul who were holy in body, it really stirs me. Because to be holy in spirit is to contact God and to have his love, but to be holy in body is to be able to have a means of relief as to the power and the greatness of God, as to the great knowledge of God, as well as the great demonstration of his power and to be able to be virtuous and holy as to a divine conception of God, that you might be precious in the sight of God and be presentable to the people, as to having the admiration of Christ in your heart and the ability to help those that are looking to you for help. You know, it makes it very bad if you're not able to help those that are in need. I've had a number of night visions, even last night, in the nights past since we've left home. And one of those visions, Brother Branham came to me and was telling me the need for really being serious and really being diligent towards soul winning, so as not to get in any way as to play a game with God, but that we should be very serious, very diligent, and realize the great responsibility of which I've tried to do through the years and am still trying to do. And then last night, of course, I had the Lord to come to me in a great way as to the demonstration of the discernment of God in our lives and how powerful it was in the vision toward the people. I need your help, not financially. God is blessing us, even though we need that as to help us carry the gospel around the world. But at this time, I'm saying that I need your help in prayer. I really need you to pray for us. I need you to help us to be able to reach the lost out here. And the only way you can do that, Paul said, pray for me. The doors will be open to us for this great act of world evangelism. Well, I see my wife has written me a little note reminding me of the expense here already. So I guess we'll just have prayer together. And after this, we'll trust that you're going to pray with us and accept these things that we have said as something to stimulate you toward a greater concern for lost souls. We love you. We appreciate you. And all of us feel the same way toward you. And we're going to ask you to pray with us just before we close. Precious, wonderful Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great, wonderful opportunity. And I pray, Heavenly Father, for my people back on the home front. Heal their sick bodies, O God. Move the oppression of mind. And dear, wonderful God, give them health. Give them financial blessings. Give them the hunger and thirst for the infilling of the Spirit of God. Lord, the concern for winning a soul. Oh, Lord, I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus that you'll bless them, knowing that he that winneth souls is wise and shall outshine the brightness of the noonday and the coming of the Lord. I pray thee, O God, that you would bless them. Lord, let them be diligent. Let them see what a great, mighty thing they have on the home front, Father, to conquer the world for Christ and to spread the gospel around the world. May the great knowledge and love of God be with my people, Lord, with these people. Oh, God, to heal them, to save them, to forgive them, and protect them and keep them together in the union of the Spirit and the love of God. Lord, to love one another even as you've loved us. Keep them until we see them again in Jesus Christ's precious name. God bless all of you. May the Lord bless you. And we'll look forward to maybe a little talk with you. Maybe a little later on.